I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, normally this is prime time for bluefin tuna fishing for Cape Cod, but it's been a little bit quiet. Tell us what's going on.
Well, that's right. This time of year, the summer striped bass fishing slows down a little bit, and a lot of people get very excited about bluefin tuna fishing. Now, bluefin tuna range all over the Atlantic Ocean, from all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, up to Canada, even across to the Mediterranean. So they've got a lot of places they can go, and their migrations vary a lot from year to year, depending on what prey is in the water, what the water temperatures do, and things like that. But pretty typically, we see tuna, bluefin tuna around Cape Cod in June, and usually by now, by early August, sport fishing is really at its peak. This year, however, it seemed like the bluefin tuna were late in arriving, and when they did arrive, there weren't a lot of them. Right now, most of the reports we're hearing about are of giant tuna, the big 300, 400 pounders. Not a lot of them, and in order to catch them, you have to use live bait. So little to no action right now in the smaller tuna that fishermen really enjoy, the size that folks like to go out and troll for or even cast lures to.
Now, you say that tuna have a pretty wide range. Looking around further afield, is there reason to hope that our tuna fishing might pick up?
Well, definitely. So down to our south, south of Long Island, in off northern New Jersey, they've had a phenomenal bluefin tuna season with the tuna sticking around even till right now. So there's a very good chance that those fish are the ones that we're missing, that they've stayed to the south. Perhaps they found food down there that they liked. And there's a good chance that maybe they'll move up north as the water warms, as they chase prey. So we're still holding out hope maybe toward the end of this month and into September, which has traditionally been a great month for us for bluefin tuna fishing. Those fish could be around by then, and we could see some great action.
So for fishermen who are counting on targeting bluefin this time of year, and now they're not there in those numbers, what are some of the alternatives?
Well, there are other tunas in our waters, the tropical tunas. Those are yellowfin tuna and big-eye tuna. And they don't come in as close to shore as bluefin tuna do. So these are the ones that fishermen go pretty far, 70 to 80 miles south of Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, off to the edge of the continental shelf, what they call the canyons. And that's where you get really warm water from the Gulf Stream. So these warm water tunas, the yellowfin and the big-eye, every year is different for them. Again, they travel on the edge of the Gulf Stream, so we don't always know how many we're going to see. This year so far has been fantastic. Fishermen who have made it out there, when the weather allows them to travel that far offshore, they've found great numbers of yellowfin tuna and especially great numbers of big eye. So for fishermen who can get out that far and get after them, they're really having a great tuna season.
Now let's round up the fishing action now. What are you hearing and what should we be looking for going out this weekend?
Well, going out this weekend, the inshore waters around us have gotten very warm, so the big striper fishing's been tough. However, there are still good numbers of schoolies around, and if you want to try to get into some bass, cooler waters off Monomoy down toward Cuttyhunk is where you'll probably have better results. Thankfully, we do see some bluefish showing up, so for a while we were wondering where the bluefish are. I've heard good reports of bluefish, not very big ones, but plenty of them around in Vineyard Sound, Woods Hole, and especially up into Buzzards Bay. Also still hearing about king mackerel in Buzzards Bay, which is interesting, and we're keeping an eye out for bonito. They've been around in good numbers in Rhode Island waters. Hopefully they'll show up around the Cape and Islands very soon.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.